Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable and to our third hour. It's a delight to have you with us. The Palace Theater in Albany, New York, one of the most beautiful theaters in existence, will be holding their community block party on Saturday. Taking place under the marquee from noon to four at the intersection of Clinton Avenue and Pearl Street. They're going to be celebrating the end of summer with live music, vendors, family-friendly activities, community organizations, free food, and more. If you don't want to celebrate the end of summer and you just want to celebrate summer, well, that's fine too. The event is free. It is open to the public. There will be live music. They have all kinds of wonderful, wonderful musicians on hand. There will be pony rides. There will be a petting zoo. There's going to be a kids zone. All kinds of things. There are going to be balloon twisters. People who twist balloons and make them into objects that hopefully are recognizable. There's going to be a bounce house. There is going to be games. There are going to be educational activities. And yes, 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 you're very close to the Tenbrook Mansion. So all kinds of cool things, interactive art, and more. To tell us more, we welcome Sean Allen, Director of Marketing, and Kevin Johnson, President and CEO of the Palace Theater. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. A great, great honor to have you both here.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
This is really nice. Okay. How did this event come about?
Well, the Palace is, you know, essential to downtown, and one of our key initiatives is focusing on our community engagement initiatives. So as being one of the pillars of downtown, we just do whatever we can to engage the entire Capital Region community, and the block party is one of the easiest ways for us to do that.
And because it's a party.
That's
right. You can invite them, it's free, and you come on out and you get to have a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our eighth year doing it. We started it back in 2018. I think the only year we skipped so far was 2020.
Right, for obvious reasons.
Picked it back up in 2021, and it's been a blast. It gets a little bit bigger every year. And this year is looking to be our biggest yet in terms of all the things we have to offer.
So give us a sense of all those things that you have to offer.
Oh, well, everybody who comes down can get free hot dogs and hamburgers and water, courtesy of our partners over at Ted's Fish Fry. They'll be there with their food trucks on both sides of the block party, giving away free hot dogs and hamburgers. And that's not, you know, you can come down and get one, you can go back and get another. So they're very generous. Our friends at the Skinny Pancake will also be giving out dessert crepes. So we've got free food for everybody that comes. We've also got kids' activities, like you mentioned, balloon twisters. Face painters, a bounce house, and then our friends over at UAlbany are bringing a ton of educational, family-friendly activities this year as well.
And for the years you've been doing this, as you said, it gets bigger every year, but this is drawing a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a few thousand people every time we open the doors and turn the lights on the marquee and have folks come out.
You talk about the engagement aspect of it. Why is it so important for this theater? Why is it so important for theaters? Why is it so important for nonprofits and organizations and the city to have these type of events?
Well, from my perspective, it's, you know, there's only so many days that you're going to be able to book the Ringo Starrs and the Jerry Seinfelds of the world. So there leaves plenty of time for you to actually utilize the space to support the community in which we sit. And when folks walk by, they see the marquee. We feel as if it's great just to have activities for those individuals to come out and enjoy the theater. Like you said, it's such a beautiful place. Why not open the doors for folks to come in?
And you're very good at this, you and the theater as a whole, in having events where it seems like most times there are things going on. You show films, you have events, you have family events, of course, the Albany Symphony Orchestra, the big shows that are coming in. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
And that's important for it to be a vital part of the city and the community.
Yeah, most definitely. We're an economic driver of downtown Albany and the greater Capital Region. But just to be able to offer the Palace up to individuals that may not be able to afford it. You know, free works for everybody.
Free works for everybody. Yes, it does. So what goes into putting this all together?
Oh, a whole lot of work.
I bet it does.
We start this in the fall, getting everything prepped. So basically, once this thing ends on Saturday, we'll probably have a week or two, and then we'll start talking about next year's. You know, obviously coordinating with the city to get the streets shut down, because that is a pretty major thoroughfare in Albany. So we do shut the street down right from Pearl Street up to Tenbrook.
Yep.
And so we start with the city to get that all worked out. And then after that, it's just all planning, getting our vendors, contacting all the community organizations, making sure everybody can, you know, do it at the same time and working through all those logistics.
And I've noticed something. I don't myself, my wife and I do not have children, but we've noticed something. people love to have things to do with their children.
Oh, yeah.
People we know look at each other and say, what are we going to do with the children?
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful thing to do with the children.
I agree. Yeah, if you keep a kid in a room too long, they'll eventually go crazy. So you got to take them out of the house and give them something to do.
Right, or come after you, right?
Exactly. if it's free, even better, you know?
And if the sun is out, it's even better because you run around for an hour or two, and then they get tired, and you go home, put them down for a nap, and you can hang out with the missus for a little
there,
while.
There you go.
Or take a nap for yourself.
Right.
Well, I'm fascinated by the opportunities here because it is this very much for families. But let us talk a little bit about the music that's provided. There will be music,
yes.
and mm-hmm. that'll be and the theater will be open. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You get to go into the theater.
Yeah, you can come into the theater. Absolutely. That's where if you need to cool down for a little bit, if it's hot out, you can head into the theater. The restrooms in the theater, of course, as well. But a lot of the action for this one happens outside,
sure.
which is nice because it's rare that there's more fun happening outside the theater
than
inside.
Yeah.
When it comes to the when it comes to events like this and in this particular event that you hold, obviously, I mean, you said your engagement and there people are walking down the street, as you mentioned, and they look and they see the theater. You have that moment maybe here at this event. What would you like them to take away from that moment when they see the palace there and realizing that it's more than just that place with the marquee that is so beautiful?
That is theirs. You know,
yeah.
We love it. You know, hashtag Team Palace is what I call my squad, and we do everything that we can for everybody. But at the end of the day, when you look around downtown Albany, folks see the Palace Theater, they get in awe. So we just want them to understand that it's also theirs. Like, we're just there. We're stewards of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If nobody's in the theater, what's the, you know, what's its use for? You know, without the public, we're just a big room.
When you think of that big room, what are the, and I ask you this seriously, but what are the challenges facing big rooms like this?
Well, we're 95 years old.
Yeah.
So there's the infrastructure,
oh, yeah.
Sound and lights, you know, just the upkeep of it, you know, the HVAC system. So there's always going to be something that needs to be done. And as long as we're able to keep the activities coming in and out, it allows us to generate the necessary revenue to keep it operational.
And to keep it operational and to keep people coming as much as possible.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When you look at that of what is the current vibe and like if you had to give a state of the arts in Albany report, how would that go? I mean, are things really strong?
I believe so. I mean, and I think that it's only getting stronger. For the past five seasons since I came back in August of 2021. We've been kind of going gangbusters. And then we sit around, you know, every day, every week, wondering when it's going to fall off a cliff. Hopefully it never comes, but the economy plays a huge part in the success of a theater. But for us, that's why the community engagement piece is so important, because if everything else falls off the cliff, we will always be there to support the community.
When you think of your job, Sean, of getting the message out, what are the challenges in that?
Oh, just nailing people down nowadays. It's more complicated than it used to be because people are spread out a lot more than they used to be. But I think any person in marketing or any person trying to promote anything will probably give you the same message. So it's just about focusing on the contacts and the partnerships that we have and trying to maximize those to make sure people know as many people as we can get out to come to these events.
And I said this in the introduction, but I'll say it again, but this is, I mean, an absolute jewel. This is one of the most beautiful theaters in the country, and it's stunning.
Yes.
And so we have, as a community, an obligation to keep it going and mm-hmm. to keep it strong, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
We agree. We agree.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think you'd fight me on this. I didn't know, but I figured. All right. So you're planning for the weekend. What should people do to make the most out of the Palace Block Party that is happening on Saturday from noon to 4?
Well, it starts at 12 o'clock. People can come down. You know, there's definitely enough to keep you busy for quite a while. So I think just come on down. Find a place to park. Join us. You'll have a good time. And we promise we'll make it worth your while. And then you can find out about all the other upcoming free community engagement programs we have coming up after this one as well.
A lot coming up, and always working on that, I assume.
Absolutely. Always plugging the next one.
Terrific. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Thank you, Joe. Sounds like you're a big fan of the Palace Theater.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I have tickets for many events coming up this fall, and I look forward to...
I don't know. What do you have tickets for, Joe?
Oh...
You can't play that game with me, Joe.
No, I have tickets for Josh Johnson.
Awesome, awesome.
I have tickets for. Where did I just get tickets for? Oh, Lord
Huron. Lord Huron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got tickets to the two sold out shows.
That's right. And Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson. And.
So. You know what? I'm sorry. My man, I got you. I'm going to have to come down in the theater and catch it.
And I'm a member.
Awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
We appreciate
you
that,
know
Joe.
What? I know this was a loaded gig when we got here. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. PalaceAlbany.com for more information. PalaceAlbany.com. You can find out all about this very cool event. But once again, it is the Palace Theater's Community Block Party taking place on Saturday, noon to 4 at the intersection of Clinton Avenue and Pearl Street. They're celebrating summer and the end of summer with live music vendors and family-friendly activities. It is free and open to the public, and you can make the most of it. Sean Allen is Director of Marketing. Kevin Johnson is President and CEO of the Palace Theater. Gentlemen, it's a delight to have you here. Thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful event with sunny skies and huge crowds.
Well, we'll see you there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Don't push it, Kevin. We'll be back right after this.